Now it's time for Totally Science. Today our focus is physical and chemical changes. The world around us is composed of matter. There are all kinds of matter around us. You can't look at anything without looking at matter. Did you know that your teeth are made of a compound called hydroxyapatite? Yes, that's matter. The sodium fluoride in toothpaste undergoes a chemical reaction with hydroxyapatite to form a new compound on the surface of your teeth. Anytime matter reacts with something else to create a new substance, this is called a chemical change. Did you know that even a hair colorist can be considered a chemist? Why, yes. Colorists use hydrogen peroxide and ammonia to swell and open the cuticle-like shafts on your hair. Once these are open, the chemicals in hair dye can get into your natural pigment molecules and chemically change your hair color. The first safe commercial hair color was created in 1909 in France. Well, and if that isn't strange enough, Americans consume about 175 million kilograms of sauerkraut each year. During the production of sauerkraut, bacteria produce lactic acid. The acid chemically breaks down the material in the cabbage, making it translucent and tangy. Talk about your sauerkraut. Well, even more chemical changes occur in the world around us. More than 450,000 metric tons of plastic packaging are recycled each year in the U.S. Discarded plastics undergo physical changes, including melting and shredding. Just for your information, a physical change is simply a description of the way matter looks, the way it smells, touch, tastes, feels, looks, and so on. Physical changes of matter are usually reversible. Well, back to the plastic. Plastic is usually then converted into flakes or pellets, which are used to make new products. Recycled plastic is used to make clothes, furniture, carpets, and even lumber. So as you can see, physical and chemical changes happen all around us. When you get up in the morning to eat your breakfast, if mom or dad fixes you an egg, why don't you tell them, "Hey mom, you're making a chemical change. Did you know that a raw egg, when it is exposed to heat, undergoes a physical and chemical change?" Why, yes. Physically, the egg looks more solid. It loses the gooey substance and look, and it becomes hard and edible. The egg actually undergoes a chemical change because it cannot be reversed back into that gooey substance. So yes, even your breakfast is a chemical change. Well, I hope you've learned a little bit about physical and chemical changes today. This is Miss Bailey reporting from Totally Science.